election report to order. Board members, you have a copy of the agenda in front of you. Correction, if you'd like to make a get to the agenda, we'll do so at this time. First item on the agenda, approval of minutes for March 15, 2018. Motion to second that the minutes will be approved. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor, the motion say aye. And the motion is carried. Next item on the agenda is comments from the public. The first person to sign up is it M-A-R-L-E?
Madeline Soloway.
Is that Madeline?
Uh-huh.
You up, Madeline?
Madeline. Okay. According to the Crumb versus Ratzenberger case that is now in front of the state of Georgia, there's a case being made that each county can will have the legal authority to choose optional scanning devices and hand-marked paper ballots. And I would like us to encourage that for the state of Georgia, at least for 2019. And I'd like us to really actually get that moving forward for all future elections. It's cost-effective. We already have the ocular scanners in place. I attended a number of those meetings, and one of the things that I heard, a number of complaints from people saying that the paper costs were very high. Yet on the other hand, when I'm looking at the breakdown of the cost per county regarding that for ocular paper, it's going to cost us an enormous amount of money. And the idea that you can go and get regular paper at a regular store and use it for our ballots and our elections is a much more cost-effective way to go. There will be some serious consideration, aside from them being fully verifiable, meaning I mark with a pen. I'm a teacher, so what I'm looking at right now is all those standardized tests that we take, use ocular scanners and fill in the bubbles. All of us, all the kids do it. And the SAT scores that are used for Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Emory, are all using our own pens on an ocular scanner fed into a machine, and we get the results. We don't have parents complaining that there are stray marks on those or the grades were incorrect. We really need to consider that for DeKalb County. It's going to cost us a fortune with the new machine. And not only that, it makes for an untrustworthy system. So I really encourage us to consider that for DeKalb County. I'm a resident here. I think that's a very important, plus the idea that we are not disenfranchising voters. The lines are faster. I just came from a trip to Virginia. They got rid of all of their DREs and all of their touchscreen machines in favor of paper ballots.
Thank you.
So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Jamil Favors.
Appropriately, sir, I thought it was just the signing in here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Legislative update is the next thing on the agenda. Legislative update. I'll call you.
Mr. Chairman, from my end, the only thing that signed that doesn't impact other than the that was signed into law by the governor is House Bill 316 that changes the voting system for ballot marking devices and some other items that have to deal with voter registration, cleanup, and some provisional ballot and absentee ballot cleanup that settled from the last election. I know there's a bill out there about the board, but I don't know if that's signed. But the House Bill 316 was signed by the governor last Tuesday.
Okay.
and it was effective upon his of signage.
And I think that's why they have proceeded to sign it, that because they have proceeded to issue RFPs for the new machine. There are a couple local bills, Cynthia 7, that's the ethics bill, that was passed by the House and the Senate, and is on the governor's desk at this time, I would assume. There was a lot of discussion about that. There were several different versions. Well, let me back up. There was not several different versions. That bill was rewritten 11 times. It was voted on the last day of the session. What is in that final legislation, I have no idea. I have no idea because I did not read it after it passed the Senate on the last day. There will be a referendum. There will be a referendum. When that referendum will be, I do not know at this time. It may have been in the final version of the bill, but as I said, the governor has not signed it and I have not seen it. If there is a referendum, I'm not sure what the bill say or when the referendum will be held in the county. There were another bill that dealt with the annexation, and that passed. I don't think the governor has signed any local legislation for the DeKalb County yet at this time. If he did, then it was signed today, as of yesterday afternoon, there was no legislation for DeKalb County. There's one more I'm forgetting, but I don't know what that was.
The
board, right? The board. That bill did pass the House and the Senate. And it too is on its way to the governor. The bill virtually changes the way that the board members are appointed. The nominations will still be the same. You'll get two from, in this case, the Republican Party, and you'll get two nominations from the Democratic Party. Those two will go to the chief judge, Superior Court. The chief judge will make those four appointments. The fifth member will be actually made by the chief judge of Superior Court. And so that will be the makeup, which is a little bit different from what has gone on in the past, where after the four of us were appointed by our respective parties, and approved, we would nominate and select the fifth member. And I guess that was a major change that was made
arrived
in this bill. Board members, do you have any questions? I think we discussed that and prior to us presenting it for approval to the board. So, that was the final version, as I understand it, that came out. And went to the other board signature. Anything else? Questions? Unfinished business. Anything become before the board? Unfinished business.
Mr. Chairman.
Board members? Nothing. New business. Item number five, introduction of new election supervisor.
Mr. Chairman, after a search, we did a search and came down with the candidate we have selected for our election supervisor, Tiffany Gilbert. Ms. Gilbert has been working in our office temporarily since 2008. She came on permanently in 2015 under the old election supervisor. Mr. Leonard Piazza, and so I thought that her knowledge of the elections and the knowledge of the office would be a great fit to join our management team with Ms. Hart, our registration supervisor.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Ms. Gilbert.
Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to say?
No, have a good time.
Not on record.
This is the last chance, so. I am certainly happy that Ms. Gilbert was promoted in that position. She has been around this office for a number of years, as the director indicated, and she has, in my opinion, done an outstanding job at whatever task that she was assigned. You'll see her, especially on election night, doing several different things. And as she has worked in this office, I have noticed a tremendous amount of growth in her. And one of the things I shared with the director prior to Ms. Gilbert being promoted was that I would love to see people that are working in this office that are qualified for promotions to be promoted. We interviewed two other persons for this position, and Tiffany came out way on top. And both of the folks were working in other election offices. And so it was amazing to me, or surprising to me, to see how much more advanced in knowledge than one of our own had attained in terms of the other two that represented two other counties and where they were. So, Ms. Gilbert, congratulations, and we wish you the best. And I'm sure that if you need any help, if you have any questions or concerns that the board can help you with, please do not hesitate to ask us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is polling place relocations.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll take these one by one. Epworth was moved to, we had the co-located with Lynn Mary Lynn last year due to some renovation at the Epworth precinct, so we're going to move it back to its original location. And they also asked for the name to be changed to Campbell Park. So with your approval, we'll make that change.
Second. Motion second that the precinct change from Epworth be approved. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and the motion is carried.
Mr. Chairman, our next change is M.L. King Junior High School. We used to have some trouble with that on election day about finding an adequate location to house our polling place within the school. We had several times with the school, and I know you have raised some concerns. So we reached out and we decided to move that to Solid Rock AM Zion Church. They have agreed to allow us to move the precinct there, and we'll rename the precinct Snapfinger Road if it's approved by the board.
Well, let me get a motion and then I'll raise my question.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion second that the precinct location be approved. Is there any other discussion?
Just one quick question. The confusion, or at least maybe my own confusion. The Tucker Library precinct, that will be.
That's the next one.
That's okay. Gotcha. My apologies.
Yes,
Snapfinger Road. Do we have a Snapfinger Road precinct then?
Snapfinger Road South, correct.
North and South. And a Snapfinger Elementary.
Yeah. So we have a couple of Snapfinger. Well, we have a couple of precincts that kind of named the same nomenclature. Love us to change the name.
We have Snapfinger North, Snapfinger South.
Mm-hmm. Snapfinger Elementary.
Snapfinger. And I've got Snapfinger Road. Oh, well, there's a motion, second. If y'all can keep up with it, then it's gonna be very easy for me to keep up with it. All those in favor of motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, then the motion is carried. Next.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, our Tucker Precinct, church that we're using for the Tucker Precinct was no longer able to accommodate us as a polling place. So we have moved that to a new polling place. However, we're gonna have to make a switch. Prior to, when Tucker Library was, had to be rebuilt, we put in a location that was actually in the Tucker Precinct instead of the Tucker Library Precinct. Due to the timing of that change and unable to notify voters, prior to my administration, they just left the name as it is. We want to make the change because the church can no longer accommodate us. The Tucker Library Precinct will now be named Tucker, and the Tucker Precinct will now be named Tucker Library to go to identify where they are.
So the Tucker Precinct will actually take place in the Tucker Library.
Mm-hmm.
And then at this church, the church is our Tucker Library Precinct.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been changed. Just the name changes.
Mm-hmm. Because the Tucker Library is actually in the Tucker Precinct. So we're going to have to change the Tucker Precinct to say Tucker Library, and then the Tucker Precinct to say Tucker. And we'll notify the voters of this change.
Okay. Any other question? The motion second that the precinct for Tucker and Tucker Library be approved. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and the motion is carried. Yeah, I'm gonna add one other item on the new business. That's some of the board members just object, and that's going to be the upcoming audit.
Mr. Chairman, as you know, the Board of Commissioners approved about 2 weeks ago for us to have an independent outside auditor come in and review us on performance. We met yesterday with the audit team, and have had our preliminary process meeting. We'll continue to the preliminary process, and once that's completed, we'll go into another phase of the process. Right now, we're just in the preliminary process with the meeting and gathering of information.
Okay, and this is the independent audit that was audited. Not associated with the board and not associated with the county. So he will be coming in, he and his staff will be coming in to conduct the audit. And according to 2 preliminary meetings that I have attended, pretty much gonna look at everything. And I shared with the auditor yesterday that we look forward to working with him. We don't have any secrets in this office. We don't have anything to hide. If there's any information that they need, we're going to be ready and willing to give them whatever they need in order to perform their audit. It's my understanding, based on the preliminary conversation that I've had with him, this audit is probably going to take somewhere between 6 to 9 months.
Yes.
And I hope that they are about to wrap up as we move into the 2020 election. And if not, then they may have to take a break, because we cannot have folks in this office working on something else while we're trying to perform an election. It's just 2020 will be very important, and I think large elections. So
unless they want to be poll watchers.
Yeah, we could convert them to poll watchers and send them out to field. So that's an idea. I'll pass that along to them.
Yes.
Pass that to nobody.
Anything else on the new business? Anything else coming for the board on the new business?
Not from the staff.
Okay, next item on the agenda is information items included in the packet. And then, as usual, we get a month-to-month report on registration applications that have been received, and also is work that is in the process in the office. I noticed that we got a new addition to our, I guess, secondary board, so we want to
yes, sir.
Let everybody know. I know that the board knows who she is, but I'm not sure if all our visitors know who she is.
And we have, along with Ms. Gilbert, we have Ms. Swallowheart, our registration supervisor. I want to bring my management team to the board meeting so they'll also understand what's going on.
I think that's a wonderful idea, and glad to have y'all. And I know it's a little bit past the time for y'all to leave, so I'll get y'all in and out of here as quickly as we possibly can. Is there anything else to come before the board?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. We also have an SCP case next Wednesday before the state election board from a 2015 case. A Will Cobbler case and a ADA compliance case. That was prior to my administration, so we'll let the attorney Bennett handle that. They actually sent the letter to Ms. Maxine Daniels, the prior director.
Okay. Does give us a brief can you recall?
Yes, sir. The Uokava case was a Uokava voter asked for a ballot. We sent it to, they sent it to the wrong address. The Uokava voter reached out several times and finally got his ballot. The second one was DeKalb School of Arts. At 4:30, the school closed and locked the door. I'm not sure which door, and the people that were here during that time can't remember which door, but a person with a disability tried to get in and the door was locked. But we've since made changes to our absentee Uokava process and our process with the schools. We have a person standing at the door of the schools to make sure that they don't lock during the voting time.
Okay. Was that the only complaint that we had about a locked door?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I guess that was probably the only way that that person could have got in if they were handicapped, either in a wheelchair or whatever. Okay. Next one is there.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Did you send me a reminder on Tuesday? Excuse me. Next item on the agenda, final item is comments from the board. Any comments from the board? Here and now, this meeting is adjourned.